And now to the latest controversy created by the Obama administration's Justice Department. Outrageous and unacceptable, says the New York Times editorial page today, quoting the Associated Press. The AP believes that a story about fighting terrorism in Yemen may have made them a target of the U.S. Department of Justice. The Yemen story looks like the trigger that initiated a Justice Department secret fishing expedition into the phone records of several AP reporters across the country over the course of 2 months. Attorney General Eric Holder said the Justice Department was acting to protect Americans by finding the source of a national security leak.
I've been a prosecutor since 1976, and I have to say that this is among, if not the most serious, it is within the top two or three most serious leaks that I've ever seen. It put the American people at risk, and that is not hyperbole. It put the American people at risk, and trying to determine who was responsible for that, I think, required very aggressive action.
I am thrilled to be joined by Bob Garfield, longtime journalist and co-host of WNYC's On the Media. Hi, Bob.
Hi, John.
So do you notice Eric Holder said, I've been a prosecutor since 1976. That's after Watergate, when the government apparently did this sort of thing all the time with reporters' phone records.
Yeah, it's been a kind of Nixonian week with this and the IRS blowing up at the same time. But, you know, it is amazing how quickly hope and change can turn into shock and awe. The term overreach has been invoked with this government investigation of the Associated Press, and I can't find any flaws with that description.
And some have called it a fishing expedition in the sense that if the Justice Department wants to make the argument, and Eric Holder has, that this was a very specific search for a specific leak, it's hard to understand why it was months and months of phone records and looking at stuff that had nothing whatsoever to do with the Yemen story. They've basically looked at every source that every one of these reporters encountered, including their personal records, for months at a time. That's unprecedented, it seems to me.
Probably. This administration has been extremely zealous, the most zealous in history, on leak investigations. And it's hard to know whether this is, as the Attorney General said, an attempt to get to the bottom of an extremely damaging national security leak, or whether the president has been goaded into overzealousness by Republican criticism on the Hill, or whether this is a case of executive power corrupting, you know, nearly absolutely. The damage to the Associated Press and to all of us is not insignificant.
Well, but maybe there's a gray area here. I mean, is it possible that, you know, old fogies like you and me and the Associated Press just haven't figured out that we're living in the Patriot Act world and that we need to, like, pick up the Clue phone? This is what happens nowadays?
I doubt that if there were an ongoing threat to the American people that the Associated Press or any other news organization would protest a serious investigation of a serious leak. All of the Associated Press, actually, at the time it broke the Yemen story, that was the foiling of a bomb plot on U.S. airliners. They consulted the government and found out that the government thought it was too sensitive to break right away. So the AP held it until whatever presumed threat was over. They held it for a week, but the government freaked that they had the story to begin with and decided they had to know everyone, 20 different people that the Associated Press had been talking to over a period of 2 months. So if you spoke to the AP on any story about anything, the government, the Justice Department now knows about the conversation.
Is there any sort of legal authority? And again, I know you're not a lawyer, but does the Associated Press have the ability to quash anything that has nothing whatsoever to do with the Yemen story? Is there a way to protect the AP from government scrutiny of these other documents, these other phone records?
Well, you're right. I'm not a lawyer, but it does strike me that that would be closing the barn door after the cows have already fled. The biggest problem for the AP is the compromising of sources, and not so much for the particulars of any given story, but for the fact that the whole world now knows that the government at least has essentially monitored AP conversations with its sources. So if you have a story that's sensitive, you're talking about, you're going to go to the AP? There's a longtime Washington journalist named John Solomon, who at one time, for example, was editor of the Washington Times, who tells a story going back to just before 9/11, when he had to live the chilling effect of what happens when the his phone records were subpoenaed by the Justice Department. He said all of his sources went cold, and it's a real issue for us.
So if the American people don't particularly get outraged by this, and they in practice don't get outraged by reporters being subpoenaed and those sorts of things, then the fact that the Obama administration has done this, in a sense, enshrines into a kind of law the idea that this is going to happen. And it doesn't really matter whether the courts agree or not. If you believe that the government is paying attention, it's as good as the Constitution being thrown out the window.
That's true. There's not going to be there will not be spontaneous demonstrations in front of the Department of Justice. The public has shown again and again that once national security has been invoked, the public's basically just fine with that. I mean, in the post 9/11 era, the public's would be fine with any number of unconstitutional intrusions into the privacy of individuals, press or no press. That has to do with trading security for freedom. But this is not an issue of public consent. It's an issue of the Constitution and whether it's being abused on fishing expeditions with 20 lines in the water, as was apparently the case here with the Associated Press.
And at the very least, the takeaway seems to be that the Obama administration, whatever they may think theoretically about all this, doesn't care because there's not going to be much of a political pushback. You evoke national security, period. It's done. Bob Garfield, thanks so much.
Thank you, John.
Bob Garfield, longtime journalist, co-host of WNYC's On the Media. Coming up, brown wigs, blonde wigs, and bundles of cash. Yes, it's our fashion corner. No, what's going on in Moscow later this hour? It's The Takeaway.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.